take on. Didn't do slowly take root. While the clock upon the wall makes idle posts and my mind's out cruising silent coast. The ghost of better days might twist my eyes. Gonna stand my ground, watch that sapling rise. Just as long as I've the strength, well, I'll raise that flag like a wisp of cloud from a mountain crag. Now this is all. Tiny drops of rain on a glassy lake, leaving naught but circles in their wake. Though we barely comprehend what the question is, only know for certain answers yet. Now this is how, really don't know where. When I want it, when I want it, when I want it, when I want it. and sleek to die. Your miracle, so sleek to die. Your miracle, your miracle, so sleek to die. And kiss the face, your snippy strands,
snippy strands.
Relearn the grace of selfless things,
selfless things.
Then sleek to die. So sleek to die. Tonight we dance like no one sees. Tonight we dance like no one sees us, honey. Tonight we dance like no one sees us, baby. Tonight we dance like no one sees. The shackles of the known roads, yeah, to be free. All that is a cleave to the wind and a sorry fire beneath me. Wheel of a lie, something blue among the trees, face of a wave. Stole my breath as it engulfed me. The print of my eye on all it sees. Ah, if to reason calling out to me. Ah, if to reason crying out. Ah. Spring here. your words inside my mouth. The taste of your words inside my mouth. The taste of your words inside my mouth.
Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW, live in studio, David Gray. Brand new album, Gold in a Brass Age. David, hello.
Hello.
Well, as we speak here today in the KCRW studios, we are packing up. We are leaving the hallowed halls of our basement studio. And for listeners, you know, it may not make a difference where we broadcast from, the quality of what they hear, but it's significant to all of us that work here and have been here creating great radio, live performances, interviews for years and years and years. And you, my friend, are really one of the more perfect artists to kind of speak on this first, because you have been here over the years, I think about 8 different sessions. So you know firsthand. And as the legend goes, even on your wedding day, you made time to come over to KCRW. I guess after you got married, you came over
and performed.
It
was unusual circumstances. I got married on October the 9th, 1993 at Albertson's Wedding Chapel, Wilshire and La Brea. There was a sort of wedding lunch that followed, and then I did a session here in the evening and then a gig at the Viper Room. So my wife should have known she was in trouble right then. The warning signs were there from the very beginning. Yeah, it's amazing. I've actually found the tape. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I've been going through all the masters and all the archive that I have, and I found that tape from 1993. So that's quite amazing. I think it's sad, isn't it? It's I think leaving the old place behind. I'm going to miss it for sure.
Well, we're excited for the new digs, of course, but there's so many memories here, and that's a precious one. And it doesn't seem like your schedule's let up much in the 25 years since that session. Looking at your tour schedule and a busy week for you here with the new album release. Congratulations on the new record.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I feel like music making for me is more vibrant than ever in a way. And part of that is the psychology. It's the psychology of throwing off the weight and some of the negative shadows that fall across you at various times for various reasons. It could be too much success or too little, whatever, your own personal stuff. But right now, I just feel like I'm living in a realm of possibilities. I see divergent paths going left, right, and center. And I think very key to making this record, I found a collaborator in Ben De Vries. It was just such a joy to work with him. And he was up for every challenge, every time I sort of threw a curveball and let's try to do this differently. He was really, really up for it. So it became like a default position to look at trying to find different ways to approach things. Mm. So it was super fruitful. And I think it's just the beginning of a chapter of making that's going to last quite a while.
Give us an example of how Ben kind of really helped to stimulate your process that you describe.
Take the title track. Mm-hmm. And this was one where we were working on something completely different. And I was putting these little flickers of guitar together, trying to find something to shape a part of a different song. I stepped away to make a cup of tea, and he just took some of them and chopped the sort of endings off and made them into this little loop, which is what you hear when the song begins, a little loop of about four or five different bits of guitar. And I just came in, and this little thing was going around. I said, I love that. Keep that going. Forget the other song. Let's just work on this. And I said, I'm hearing a sort of stepped chord progression going up over it. So we worked out what that was. And then I just began to sing. And then the words began to come. And then a melody. And all the time, Ben was just adding little bits, flickers, a bit of electronic drums. So it was a very, very instinctive, rapid process. But he understood from the word go that what I was looking for was ways to voice the music that I hadn't used before. So if you like a picture of someone playing the acoustic guitar, a sonic picture, if you make one cut in it right in the middle and it suddenly jumps, you're going to think something's gone wrong. But if you make the cuts happen every half a second, it becomes like a collage of slithers of guitar, which is something different. It's like looking at a cubist picture of a guitar. So we'd gone through this, we'd listened to some tracks that we both liked, and I was talking about the ground I was anxious to get towards, but it was very much a hand-drawn map based purely on sort of rumor and speculation. It wasn't like a calculated thing. We headed off in a canoe, basically, which I'd hollowed out earlier looking for Treasure Island, but amazingly we found it. So it was super fruitful in that way. And this tang of being somewhere you don't quite know what you're doing, this sort of the unknown, it's come to be something that I associate with being in the right place now. So yeah, he's one of these kind of, he loves all this glitchy bedroom kind of electronica, and that's very much where he's come from. And obviously I bring a sort of singer-songwriter perspective, but White Ladder was a record that combined elements of electronic music. So this is not somewhere I haven't been, it's not completely new ground, but we've just taken it a bit further.
Interesting. Yeah, I was wondering how this changed what you bring to the stage and whether it was more challenging to play this album. It sounds like you're able to reverse engineer it and play the song however you want to arrange it that day.
I can play them in a more traditional way because the vocal will carry the song in not every song, because there's a lot of songs based on rhythms. And I must give a nod to my drummer, Keith Pryor. Several of the songs sprang from the work he was doing when I just basically recorded him. And that's a good measure of how the shadows have sort of fallen away. I feel undaunted and very, very fresh. And I'm confident that you preserve the important stuff. That's not where it gets lost. It's not in so much the sonic decisions you're making it's more fundamental than that. Mm. It's the way you're trying to make the music. If you're trying to do it too self-consciously, look, what was lovely about this was it was a blind reaching process all the time. Mm. And we would spend entire days on Mallory. We spent an entire day doing all the piano chords of the song and then cutting off the actual impact point, so that the crunch of the chord, the thing you'd identify, mm. and just using the resonance going through the strings from each chord. Mm. And from that, then we made a collage of that, and that became the piano sound. So you've got these otherworldly voicings, but suddenly when you're standing amongst them, and I go into the vocal booth to sing amongst them, it's like I'm in another realm. Mm. And it's that sense of escape and freedom that I'm looking for. So it's really all about creating space. But if the space feels incredibly familiar, I find it hard to conjure the same excitement or spontaneity in there. And I'm looking to write very quickly, I guess, most of the time, mm. once the sounds come together.
So, David, I want to ask you about the album artwork here. How did you come upon this artist?
Yeah, he's a tattoo artist that my daughter put me onto. She was trying to illustrate to everyone in my office where the social media campaigns were lacking, you know, as in the people she followed and why she liked them. And this guy, London boy, tattooer, was one of the people she liked. And I loved the sort of the DIY kind of simplicity of it all, the kind of old schoolness. Mm-hmm. And it just has this witty kind of London vibe about it, which felt like, my record feels like a London record. Mm-hmm. It felt so appropriate. And when I met him, he couldn't have been nicer. And he totally got, I went through every single track and described an image for each track. And then he basically passed it through his sort of wacky South London filter. And these are the images that came back.
Wow. And then describe for our audience the cover image.
The cover image is a moth, because I've become a bit obsessed with moths. I've actually got my own moth trap, but that's a whole other story. I know we're limited for time. That's an emperor moth, one I've yet to trap. In its wings, amongst the patterning of its wings, you see London skyline. Mm. And it's got chains around it, and it's sort of pulling a heart-shaped plug out of the ground. So this is the twist. I just said, I want a moth on the cover. It's up to you what it has in the whole thing. I told him the whole history of the record and everything I liked about it. Now, he was super cool. The weird thing about London is that the sort of, he's really part of the fabric of it in this cheeky way. That mm. London does have a community vibe. It's not that easy to find, but it's there. Yeah, everything about it I related to. It mm. felt like what I did when we did White Ladder, when we worked with Yestin. And the kind of cheeky sounds that he threw in, it just felt very London, like we were a part of the city with our sound, and it couldn't have been made anywhere else. So this artwork felt like the perfect match.
We're speaking with David Gray about his new album, Gold in a Brass Age. And of course, he'll be out on the road for a, looks like a considerable amount of time. I'm looking at your schedule.
it's quite relentless.
And you're back in Los Angeles at the beautiful Orpheum Theater
downtown.
Yeah, I love
that theater.
And that's on June 28th. My eyesight is going, but it looks like June 28th.
Yeah, so is mine.
We're getting older, and so is KCRW.
Yeah.
We're so happy that you've been there for us over the years, David. You know, I'm glad that you're one of the final interviews we've had here in our basement studios as we make a huge move. But it sounds like even 11 albums on, you two are inspired and creatively fired up, and this album is evidence of that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And as we head into your second set for us this morning, I want to thank you for just doing what you do.
Thanks very much, Jason.
I appreciate it. New album again, Gold in a Brass Age. Our guest on KCRW, David Gray.
stop it. Telling myself I could be strong. Some such brave bullshit. Trucks are roaring by, I'm a red ghost. And the tail light gleams. I'm a tumbleweed, I'm a spit roast. Turning in your flame. My darling, Kathleen. Cause they sound like waves that are breaking on some distant shore. Gaze so long into the great aching sky. Seemed like I wasn't here no more. My rushing blood was a river. My eyes to the stars. My blowing hair all a quiver. A whispering field of grass. Murmurs as you pass. Oh, my darling, Kathleen. Whispers out your name. Oh, my darling, Kathleen. Darling, Kathleen. Forgive me if I act a little strange. For I know not what I do. Feels like lightning running through my veins. Every time I look at you. Every time I look. Me out here, all my words are falling short. There's so much I want to say. Want to tell you just how good it feels when you look at me that way. When you look at me. Throw a stone and watch the ripples flow. Moving out across the bay. Like a stone I fall into your eyes. Deep into that mystery, deep into some mystery. I got half a mind to scream out loud. I got half a mind to die. I won't ever have to lose your good. Won't ever have to say goodbye. won't ever have to laugh. Nah, nah, nah. Won't ever have to say goodbye. Whoa, whoa, I. Whoa, whoa, I. Na, 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 na. Whoa. Please forgive me if I act a little strange. For I know not what I do. Feels like lightning running through my veins. Every time I look. Every time I look at you, every time I look at you, every time I look at you, lift you clear of the ground, through the gates into morning. Time would stretch out these magic hours into days, into years. Tomorrow lost in the distance, a voice speaks out, says, hey,